You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Hi there. Happy Sunday. So I want to welcome Tribulation Saints Podcast, Powercast 979, and WWDB-TV as part of the Psychic View Circle for the broadcast of this program. And the phone number that I want you to make a note of, because it doesn't really play during the program on any of my commercials, is 347-850-1494. So if you've tuned in right now and you happen to be tuned in on Sundays between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, I can answer your question. So repeat the number again. Is 347-850-1494 is the number to call in. Other thing I want to let y'all know about is, I've published a few books. All right, I'm going to tell you a story before I start taking your calls. So I've published a few books, and one of my books was Chancing Life Wisdom in a Dice Toss, which I've renamed to Dice Wisdom, which is also the name of my app. The book itself is out of print unless you download it as an ebook, which you can do on Amazon.com. But it's available as an app, and it's a way of asking questions. The second book that I published was something I published under a pen name. So years ago, I published a book called The Seventh Wish. And it's a story about leprechauns. It's kind of in the Harry Potter sort of style of things. It's magic, it's leprechauns, it's about wishes. So a couple of years ago, another author came along and published a book under the same title. And because you can't copyright titles, she was a bit more famous than me. So my title ended up getting buried on the internet. But the upside of this is that one of the things that I teach people when I'm doing this program is to take what's presented to you and turn it to your advantage. So a friend of mine had come up to me and said, I love your book about the leprechauns. I think it's really cool. But I think it's more of a spiritual book than it is a kid's book. And I think that you need to rebrand it that way. So because you couldn't find my book easily, even if you put the exact title on Amazon to find it, I had this inspiration to change the name of the book from The Seventh Wish to The Selfish Wish, because the gist of the story is my human in the story has to disperse 7 selfish wishes, 6 to strangers and the last one for himself. So the moral of the story is basically have everything you need to have what you want. And I'm telling you that from adult, the adults calling the program to, fellow adults, is that we really do have all we need in order to have what we want. So instead of it being The Seventh Wish under a pen name, Toby O'Day, I changed it to The Selfish Wish under my name, MV Joseph. So if you go online on Amazon right now and you put in The Selfish Wish, you'll actually see the book. What I was so grateful to Amazon about was not only did they allow me to change the title of the book, but they allowed me to keep the reviews that were on the book. So it was just a wonderful way of, hey, can you help me out with this? And Amazon did a pretty damn good job. So I'm just sharing that with you. But that leads me to the third book that I've written, and it's actually more of a guide, and that's 9-Day Energy Reset. Now, what's interesting is if you've gotten the message from the book, The Selfish Wish, that you have everything you need to really create for yourself what you want, then now using the guide of 9-Day Energy Reset really makes sense. So if you all have a chance, it's available to download on your Kindle for $3.77 for The Selfish Wish by me, M.V. Joseph. It's a lovely little story. It'll take you a couple hours to read. And my next adventure after April is over is to write the screenplay for it. So that's my big quest moving forward. But I'm telling you all of that because what I want you to start looking at in your life is I want you to look at what's working for you, what has basically been working against you, and how you can actually change that to your advantage. So when I changed the book title from The Seventh Wish to The Selfish Wish, it was actually a more accurate description of the book. So in a weird way, the author that ended up using the same title in the long run has probably done me a favor. And I'm actually incredibly grateful for it because now I can actually claim that I have written 3 books under my actual name. So I'm just sharing that with you because I believe that everything is presented to us as an advantage. So, all right, I'm going to go to area code 775. Hello, 775. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy. What's your question for me?
Well, I would like to know if Megan will accept my contingency injury case and if we'll get that resolved, get that established this week, or if we'll have to look elsewhere.
Well, here's how I would present it is I would make the phone call tomorrow and say, Wendy, are you taking my case or do I need to look elsewhere?
Yeah, I kind of did that.
Because here's the thing. You have your conclusion card in your reading, Wendy, literally talks about from a place of pain is coming your new beginning. From a place of pain is coming your new beginning.
Okay.
So what you have to do is even though it makes you uncomfortable to stand up for yourself, that's been your whole lesson for the last 2 years. For the last 2 years that you've been calling my program, it's all about you standing up for yourself. And the thing is that it feels uncomfortable. It might make you the squeaky wheel, but all that means is that you have the opportunity to make it better, not only for you, but for the people that are following you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would give the chick a call tomorrow and say, hey, am I moving forward with you to handle my case, or do I need to look elsewhere because I need to make a decision today?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
and
all
I,
you have
I
to
sent
say.
Her, I sent her some pretty important records from my medical file and a work, an off-work letter that is, I did stand up for myself because my primary care doctor was kind of being funny about writing me a note, but boy, did she have a change when I saw the supervisor of physical therapy. I think the supervisor might have called her and said, hey, listen, with her history, you have to do this.
All right. Well, we're only here to answer a quick question for you, Wendy. All I'm trying to tell you is that you basically have to make the call and ask her point blank, are you going to represent me or do I have to find somebody else because I have to move on this now?
Right.
So that's all you have to do is ask the very, very direct question.
Okay.
All right, gal
all
pal,
right.
Thanks for the call.
I hope they do. Thank you.
All right, see
Thank
you later.
You.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.
All right, I've got somebody here from the – hold on. Oh, why is my phone doing this weird thing? I'm going to go to area code 334. Hello, 334. Who's this?
Let me get away from his noise. Hey, thank you for taking my call.
And what's your first name? Hi, Shakira. What's your question?
I just want to know if you see anything for love coming in.
All right, let's see. So, okay. You've got a card that talks about how badly you were hurt from either the last relationship or the one before that. There's a whole boatload of pain here connected with the word love for you. So what happened in the last relationship?
The last one before was the one before the last one. I was in a 17 year relationship, was abusive with my kid's father.
Oh,
I have two kids.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty messed up because what it's saying here is that you have this huge fear that you might attract that same kind of guy again. And so whenever I see cards like that, I usually recommend that someone go to a cognitive therapist specifically to work on that issue to make sure that you identify the red flags before your heart is given away again. The good news about this is that over the next year and a half, it's saying that you meet a man that I really like through some sort of a group activity. So I don't know if it's, you know, what I advise people from time to time to find something weekly or every other week to do that's specifically spiritually based. It doesn't mean that you actually have to go to church, right? But what it does mean is that you do something where your heart is giving to something outside of yourself. So I like to recommend, you know, whether it's as benign as, you know, yard cleanup or, you know, picking up trash from, you know, a park or whatever it is, just because you're helping make it better in just a little way, or that you work at a spay-neuter clinic with animals, or you volunteer with seniors, whatever it is that when I see how big your heart is, one of the things that I see for you is that you find a way to show how your love can overflow from you. And this may be that you not only do this with you, but you do it with your kids too. So it could be that you decide every Saturday or every other Saturday that you're doing a walk to benefit something, right? So whether it's, you know, a walk to better benefit, raise money for leukemia or cancer or whatever it is, maybe every other week you and the kids decide to do this. Now, there's another benefit.
Or it could be just me doing something to benefit my health, you know, taking better care of myself.
Exactly.
Yes, you know.
Because what it's saying is by you participating in some sort of group something, that's how you draw love to you. So, because here's the thing. You've got this, first of all, you deserve to be loved by someone that appreciates you for totally who you are. You deserve that, right? And what I'm getting is that you have this card that talks about there will be a man that steps up by you being involved with things that sing to your heart in whatever way that is, and that's how you meet him. But it's by participating. It's so funny because I yesterday told my husband, I said, I think I'm going to make the goal of being in a 5K walk or run every other week. Not because, two reasons. First, it will motivate me to keep moving. Secondly, and I'm doing that, the first part's selfish. I'm doing it to keep me moving, all right? But the benefit of it is that I would be benefiting something bigger than me. You see?
Ma'am.
And so that's where it gets really interesting because it allows me to connect with people that I wouldn't normally connect with. And it does allow me to spend some time outside, get some natural vitamin D going into my skin, you see, because that's what we need with the sunlight. But it's saying that it's time for you to participate in your life and that by doing so, you get to let go of the past and the past energy. Because, you know, I don't tell people to completely change. I tell people just change 10%. If you could take 10% of your life and do something that's going to benefit you, which, by the way, this is how I feel about that, is that when you do something to benefit you, you're actually doing God's work. Because you're supporting, God puts you here. The universe put you here, right?
Yes.
When you become the best version of yourself, when you relax into being the best version of yourself and you do the things that actually make a difference, what happens is you're literally celebrating God. You're celebrating the universe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And because you feel better, because you're more active, and I'm using that as an example, the new people that you meet respond to the more evolved version of you.
Yes, ma'am.
You see? But
yes, ma'am.
Love is not deserting you here, Shakira.
Okay.
Love is not deserting you. Love is coming towards you. But there's a big letting go of the past here that has to happen as well. And one of the things you might want to do is just invest the $4.99 to download 9-Day Energy Reset and do that ritual for 9 days. Because it will shift everything for you if you do the ritual. I promise.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
See
you later. Okay, bye. All right. So I've got somebody here from, hold on. Got a lot of you on the line today, which is kind of cool. I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Justin.
Hey, Justin. I haven't heard from you in forever.
I know. It's been a while. How are you?
I'm good. So what's your question?
The question is, me and my friend actually started a law of attraction group here in Vegas. And everything's going well so far, but we're looking to expand. So just wanting to see if you see us getting more people somewhere down the line.
Okay, so I have a question for you. It's going to be a hard question. And I have to ask you this question before I can answer yours, all right?
Okay.
Justin, what successes have you and your friend done that can act as a flagship accomplishment for your group? What have either you or your friend have done that can act as credibility or a flagship event or accomplishment for your group? Told you it was a hard question.
Maybe we just what we've done in our lives to kind of inspire people.
In other words,
like
I'm going to say it this way. What have you done that gives you credibility to be able to say that your law of attraction group actually will work? In other words, what have either you or your friend have done that has created an accomplishment that can act as the event that gave you the right to say that your law of attraction group works?
I would say mainly we both experience a lot of things in life, and by switching things around and I'm being more positive towards life itself, I feel like we attract, like with the success that we achieved so far, I would say that that plays a part in it.
I'm going to ask the question a different way. I'm trying to get to a point with you because, I don't want to give you the example because I don't want to give you the answer. Because I think you have this. What is the thing in life, Justin, that you feel most proud of that you have accomplished?
So far, just still, despite of everything that I've been through in life, that I'm still here, that I'm still, I still have it in me to be a positive person regardless of everything else. And we kind of wanted to use that as an inspiration to people that no matter where you are in life, you can still turn it around with the help of, you know, the law of attraction and being more positive and feeling like you already have what you want.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna give you an example of I guess what I'm looking for. I want you to have a very succinct way of you being able to say what you are proud of that you have accomplished and why you feel as though this group can benefit other people and that you can actually attract people to you to help you make money. All right? But I'm gonna give you an example of what I'm talking about. So there's a gal, she's written a book called Superpowers Activated, and it's basically a one-year course that you go through in order to draw to you what you want, because the law of attraction really is magnetism, and there's so many ways of people to tap into that. It's part of the reason I wrote 9-Day Energy Reset. It's for you to draw to you what you want instead of chasing what you want. It's like you want to be a flower. You want to be a flower,
right?
Because a flower doesn't chase butterflies. Butterflies land on the flower, right? So,
right.
But here's what she did. This is a woman that's been incredibly accomplished in Las Vegas. She has a master's degree in marketing. She was an incredibly accomplished editor for one of the big publications here. She got breast cancer, right?
Oh,
yeah. And then shortly after, she ended up surviving that. The big publishing company basically eliminated her position. So she, so after she goes through all of this, thinking that now she can move forward at her job, they actually eliminated the job. Now, she was initially upset about it, right? But this book had been something that she'd been working on for years, more in journaling and all that. So she actually finally hunkered down and finished the book, right? She finished it.
Yeah.
And it's been incredibly well received. But it came from the story of her surviving some pretty incredibly uncomfortable things to get there, right? But her book's called Superpowers Activated. The website is superpowers365.com if you want to take a look at it. But what makes this woman so amazing is that against the odds, she completed a dream of hers. So not only is she a published author, she's an incredible marketer, and she's a great speaker. So if she were part of your group, one of her accomplishments could be, well, this is what I went through, and this is what I did about it. So I'm asking you to come up with a very succinct way of being able to describe why people should choose your method as opposed to anybody else. I'm just asking you to think about what have you accomplished that you can say in 30 seconds to somebody when they say, well, why should we go to your group? So that you can answer that question.
Yeah, I think the closest thing I could answer to that is mainly just surviving like hardships in life. And so I don't really know exactly what major accomplishments yet, but I kind of look at, you know, the fact that I'm able to still continue with life regardless of all the pain, heartbreaks, and all that I've been through, that in itself I would say is an accomplishment. I don't know if that's like really a big accomplishment, but it's something that I feel like I could use and share with a group to sort of inspire them. So I don't know if that really answers the question, but it's the closest one I could think of.
All right, so I want you – I'm going to get to it for you here in just a second, and I got to let you go because I've spent a lot of time with you. But I want to tell you, if I were you, until you have, I guess, gotten to that point – because here's the thing. We have people out there that are life coaches that don't have degrees and have not accomplished anything and then say that they can be a life coach for someone, right?
Right.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why would you go to the person that hasn't done anything? You want to go to the person that has done something and figure out and work with them about how they did it. Now, I totally see that you're going to accomplish this, all right? But I think the way for you to describe yourself moving forward would be something like this. When someone asks you the direct question, well, what have you accomplished that would make you someone that I should listen to? Okay? Because that's how that's how direct the questions are going to get. And you can say, I can show you to go from surviving to thriving.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Though I haven't made my first million yet, I'm on my way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's actually what the last meetup that we had, it centered on that, about already having what we in life and, like, visualizing, feeling it.
All I'm trying to tell you is that things will really take off for you when you've actually accomplished a goal, and you have to decide on what that goal is. So you could say, I can show you how to go from surviving to thriving, and I'll tell you how I made my first million. That gets people's attention. So when you get to your first million, and it could be that you decide to go into real estate to do that, it could be, there's a lot of things you could do. But what I'm getting with your group is I don't want to say it's more of a hobby right now. It is definitely a focus, but I'm seeing you accomplish something that has real it's like proving your faith in your system. And you say, I want to show you how I went from surviving to thriving and my first million within 3 years. So you can make a bold statement like that, and people go, oh, wow. Yeah, I want some of that. Or you can say, or you can say, I struggled in love relationships. I went from surviving to thriving in love, and now I've been with my partner for 3 years. That's a statement.
Okay. Yeah,
you
I get it.
See what I mean? So what I'm trying to get you to get to is that there needs to be some sort of accomplishment you've had that isn't about everybody staying in the same and don't take this wrong. It's not everybody in the same mud pit. Somebody has to be sitting on the post that's above the mud pit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thought for you. So I hope that helps.
Okay. That helps.
Awesome
that helps.
To talk
Thank
to you.
You. Thank you, Mona.
Don't be a stranger.
You too. I will.
Okay,
I won't.
See
you.
Okay. All right.
Thank
bye.
You. Okay, bye.
All right. I'll be right back, you guys.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 630. Let me get you on there. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dion. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, hey, Dion. What's your question?
My question is that I have been working hard at expanding my territory, my sales territory.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen anything yet, but am I did I head in the right direction as far as like going more south with my product line? It looks promising. So, I'm doing the work.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, I want you to let go of the idea that you have to work hard to get what you want. I want you instead to work smart to get what you want. You're already doing the work smart part. I just want you to not be so mentally harried that you think that you're not doing enough. Okay? So,
wow.
And tell me,
thank you.
Tell me what product line are you selling?
I sell vinyl windows and patio doors.
Oh, how cool. And are they safety motivated in some way? Are they harder to break into?
Well, I'm a wholesaler.
That's fine. I'm just asking.
So what I have is what I offer is a quick lead time, competitive pricing, and customer service.
Okay, but
I'm
what,
big on
what
that.
Makes your what makes your windows more special than anybody else? That's why I'm asking the question.
My lead time.
Oh, the fast turnaround.
I can get them fast. Fast.
Okay, and how fast? I'm pointing this out for you.
A month
for a
faster than anybody else.
Ah, Okay, twice as fast as anyone else.
Correct.
Okay, but that's the word, twice as fast.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay, so I was getting to that point here with you because the more direct you are with what you offer, the more responsive, like construction companies and people that are building apartment complexes and people that are doing all that stuff, the more succinct you are, the better. Now, here's, oh my God, I just got, oh, I don't know why I got this for you, but it's like opening the window for you is like what I got for you, that it's not about the door, it's about opening the window. It's weird. I just got that weird vibey thing for you. But the twice as fast is what I want you to promote. Because according to this, the biggest vibe that I want you to present out there is twice as fast. And because we already know that you have great customer service because you take what you do very personally. We already know that. But what we do is you stress the idea that you bring harmony to their chaos when it comes to windows and doors. That you are so turnkey and so easy to work with and that you'll fall all over yourself to make it happen. So when they're spending $500,000 on windows for a project, you're like, I'm there. I'm right there. I'm here for you. Here's my cell. What do you need? Because it's saying you've got everything going. The other cool thing is you're setting the foundation now for the building season that's about to happen. You know, because as soon as the weather thaws, then it's about to happen for you. I have no issue with you at all, Dion, being a huge success, because it's literally saying that you just let go of doing it the hard way, and you now do it the easy way. I just saw this little thing in my head, and it's a keychain that's an actual, and I don't know if it exists, but I just got it in my head for you. I wonder if you can give away a little keychain that actually has a little window that actually works.
That's good.
Like
idea.
A promotional item. You might have to have it made by somebody, but I'm sure there's somebody that has mini windows, little mini window keychains. So it could be that there's a little working mini window, and it's like my mind says that it's about 3 inches high by about an inch wide, or maybe an inch and a half wide. And the middle of it is clear plastic, and it's a window that actually opens, slides up and down. That's the image I just got in my head for you. Now, if you can't get that online as a promotional item, which I don't know if you can find it or not, I've just never seen it. It just popped into my head. Maybe what you do is you actually buy keychains that have your name, your product, and you actually send it to people as a thank you for the conversation with you, because you might be doing a lot of your work on phone, but if you spend the extra couple bucks to mail them this little promotional keychain with the window on it. So it's either a picture of a window, but I get an actual moving little window that people go, oh, this is cool, and they play with the window.
That's
so
awesome.
What I want you to do with every conversation is I want you to send them something that you know they'll use or they'll appreciate or they'll get a kick out of. It could be a silly pen you send them. But the reason I'm getting that is I want you to be a little better at the top of mind. The other thing that I'd love you to get, because people use these all the time, is little pads of Post-it notes with your company logo on it. You send people that. Because they'll use them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. But I don't see an issue with you, Dion. I actually see that you end up being incredibly productive and effective, which I'm telling you, you've earned it, you deserve it, and it's about freaking time. I'm just saying, it's about freaking time. Because, you know, you've worked your butt off for it. So now I don't want you to work so hard. I just want you to work smart. It's all about, I want you to start treating every person that you talk to as though they might ultimately be your best friend someday. Just saying.
I will do that.
One more thing. It also would be fun if you have a Facebook page that if you meet somebody that you really had a nice dialogue with, friend them on Facebook. And if you want to create, if you want to create two Facebook pages, one connected with your business and one connected privately, that's fine. But you can make one private and one public. And the public one is the one that you connect with these clients. You say, look, I really enjoyed our conversation today, which is why I'm friending you on Facebook. And you should also get a LinkedIn profile for what you do specifically.
That I do have.
Okay, and everybody you talk to, after you talk to them, you immediately send them a request to connect on LinkedIn.
Okay.
All right, but you got this.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
See you later.
Thank you very much.
Oh, okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hi, this is Stacy. How are you?
Oh, hi, Stacy. What's your question?
Oh, okay. So my question right now is regarding my love life.
Yeah.
I am focused only on me for the next 6 months. I'm going back to school, but I don't see myself being in any kind of relationship. I'm not looking right
well,
now.
Well, that's so
I just
funny because I'm telling you, the guy is coming towards you fast and furious, and it's
oh, really?
All about because you are taking control of your life.
Ah, yes, I am, definitely.
And because you're being incredibly picky about who gets to have your time, which is so valuable
mm-hmm.
because you're spreading yourself a little thin, but I don't mind that so much. This is about you blooming into your potential. And by you
yeah.
finally saying, you know what, I'm not going to be afraid to be more me, you're going to attract
yes.
this amazing guy.
Ooh,
and
nice.
And the cool thing about it is you're like, yeah, we could be friends, but we ain't sleeping together for 6 months. So if you want to wait
yes.
and date me, I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want.
Okay, because here's the thing. I love your card spread here. There's not one negative thing that's coming up here. You have the Lover's card in the exact right position next to a guy that is a big swing and you-know-what success. And he's likely to be a fire sign, so that's going to be an Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius. He may also be bald. Now that may be by choice because he might shave his head, or it might be because he is bald. But my favorite saying to guys that don't have hair on their head, this is my favorite saying, and I'm going to give it to you, and I want you to borrow it when the time is appropriate for you to say it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
One of the best things to say to a guy that doesn't have any hair on his head, in my opinion, is grass doesn't grow on a playground.
Okay.
It's kind of a sexy thing to say, and you only say it at the right point. Especially if the guy says, yeah, you know, a lot of women don't like me because I'm bald. That would be where you'd look at him and go, well, you know, grass doesn't grow on a playground.
Okay.
Now, the other thing I'm going to say for you is that it's saying that the best thing you can do to move yourself forward is find a way to step into the spotlight, step into the public eye. One of the things
okay.
that I love about you and that is so compelling about you, Stacy, is that when people meet you, they like you. There is this magnetism you have about you that is just wonderful. So one of the things I want you to do, and I'm going to add this to the list of all the things you're doing, is I want you to sign up for Toastmasters, which is a nonprofit public speaking group.
Yes.
I want you to get really comfortable speaking in front of large groups of people because I think that's where you're going.
Sounds good. Okay, so you know what? You're actually right because I used to take public speaking classes, and I definitely plan on going back this spring, summer.
I'm so happy to hear that because here's the thing. There is something so lovely about your energy that people want to hear what you have to say.
Okay.
And I want you to, you might not know exactly what it is, the message yet you're going to say, but I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to say it this way. God has a plan for you. And not only
okay.
is it you being incredibly successful, It's also you meeting the love of your frickin' life.
Yes.
By you
exactly
making yourself,
right.
By
okay.
you relaxing into your potential and giving yourself permission to expand your potential. Because I have to tell you, these cards couldn't be any more beautiful than they are right now for you. So I really want you to believe that the universe is totally working for you right now. It is supporting
okay.
every single decision that you want to make for yourself. That's what I love about your reading.
Oh, okay. Well, I love it. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right,
sounds
gal pal.
Excellent.
Thanks
gal
for finding
pal.
Me.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 509 area code. Hello, 509.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi there. This is Holly from Seattle.
Hi, Holly. What's your question?
I have a new friend. I want to see how you see the relationship going.
What's your new friend's first name?
Joe.
Let's see. Let's see what the cards want to say about Joe. Oh, would you say Joe is incredibly smart?
Yes.
Okay, because you have this brilliant young man showing up in your cards. And what I love mm-hmm. about this guy is this is the guy that is going to come up with the multi-million dollar invention. This is the guy that's going to come up with some huge idea that is so, it's so common sense and so easy, and why didn't somebody else think of it? That's the guy. Now, the way to make this relationship move forward is you always look at how to connect with him intellectually and spiritually first. Okay?
Okay.
This is not a guy so much in the long run that's going to be into physical sex. It's
mm-hmm.
It's not that he doesn't like it. It's just not a priority for him. This is not a guy that would ever get into porn. But
ooh,
I will also tell you this, that this is a guy that would never cheat on you. So the vibration that you adopt with Joe is you be his absolute best friend. You concentrate on the spiritual side and the intellectual side and his potential moving forward. Because I'm telling you, hooking your wagon to this dude, it would be like hooking your wagon to Mark Zuckerberg.
Wow. Yeah, he does want to start his own thing in 4 months, yeah.
Okay, I'm telling you, he's got something. And the way you do it is no matter what happens, loving this man and helping this man, no matter what happens, is still a good thing, right? According to this, it's saying that he has his priorities are he wants to be a success first and then a partner after. So he's very success driven. So if you understand that and say, yeah, I'm not ready to get married yet either. I want to be part of something very successful. I want to be part of a legacy. I want to be part of something amazing. Now you have his attention.
Okay.
So if because he's coming up as a great guy. He's coming up as a really amazing man. But he's different than anybody else you've ever dated. And the reason I say that is that he is not somebody that is, I mean, you being attractive is a benefit, but that's not why he would fall in love with you.
Oh.
So this is a guy you can stay in your sweats all day with no makeup on, concentrating on what's important, and he's going to be more interested in you because of that than the fact that you happen to look kind of hot that day.
Okay.
This is a guy that doesn't care about your nails getting done. Most guys don't, by the way. They really don't.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, most guys don't like the weird nail color polish, too. I'm just going to say that. It's true.
Yeah.
We do our nails for girls, for our girlfriends, not for guys.
Yeah.
Think about it. Because the only people that ever compliment you on your nails are other women.
Yeah.
I'm just sorry. I that's a sidebar. But with him, in answer to your question, the more you two can participate in success for both of you, the more he falls in love with you, the more he looks at you as a partner in this lifetime. But he's freaking brilliant. Like genius, scary, smart, brilliant.
I know. My brother was like that, too. I know. I could tell. I told him that, too.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the more that you accept him for who he is, the more this relationship bonds. Don't make it about sex. Don't make it about affection right now. Make it about the bonding of the two of you in partnership. And the more you treat him sort of like your annoying brother, the more he'll fall in love with you.
Okay.
I'm serious. And it wouldn't surprise me if he and your brother became good friends.
Aw, my brother's on the other side. But I wouldn't be surprised either.
Well, I think maybe that's why I'm getting that. Your brother guided you to him.
Yes. It was so weird. I felt that.
Yeah, and I just got goosebumps for that statement with you.
Yeah, I remember you said, I'm going to meet somebody like my brother.
Oh, I told you that before?
Yeah.
Okay.
You rock. Thank you.
Oh, Holly. Takes one to know one, baby. All right, thanks for the call. See you later.
All right.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 305 area code. Hello, 305. Who's this?
Well, this is Deanna, and I really wanted
Deanna,
to say happy birthday
you?
To you.
Oh, thank
when
you.
When I started
for
listening
wishes.
To the program, I remember, and I said, I have to press one. So that's the
well,
reason I called.
Thank you for the birthday wishes. I really appreciate that. So what's your question?
I don't have a question today.
You just wanted
really
to wish
wanted
me happy
to...
birthday?
Yes, because when I tuned in, I remembered it's the end of March, and you've been so helpful to me and such a good support, a friend, so I just wanted to say that.
Wow. Well, you know, I am so appreciative of the people that are loyal to this program, and it feels like I have a glimpse into the life of, oh, I don't know, 600 or 800 regular callers.
Yep.
It's just, you know, it's just... It's lovely, and I know a lot of people tune in just to hear the stories week to week, which is kind of cool. And I'm incredibly grateful that other radio stations have picked up the program, because what's nice about it is that there's more people that can really tune in and enjoy it. You see what I mean? And some people, I have a lot of people that call into the program that they don't hit one to get on the air. They just listen. I have a lot of people that do that.
You give such good advice. I really loved the window lady's advice.
Oh, I
just
love the
wonderful.
Window. The window lady's going to be a huge success. She doesn't even know it yet. She's going to be a huge success.
I've told people about your OSHA thing. So I share your advice with others. So, Mona, happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you, Deanna. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Yeah, hi, Mona. My name is Anne, and happy birthday.
Hi,
I didn't know it was your birthday. That's great.
Aw, thank you.
Let me see. Oh, I would like to meet a gentleman that you described characteristics to the previous caller, but I don't have a brother.
on the other side
like
guiding
meet,
you? Yeah, I get it.
I would like to have someone. I always say someone like me because I can't.
No, you don't want. No, freaking girl. If you had someone like you, he would drive you nuts. I'm serious. The kind of guy that I see for you is more like an engineer, accountant, or architect.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is that you tend to be all over the place.
That's true.
You're all over the place. I almost would call you a little scattered, and I mean that with
ADD,
big.
Yeah, but it's not ADD or anything. But go ahead.
No, it's just you're not very focused. Bless your little heart. You're just not. And so by you having a man in your life that's a little bit more grounded and a little bit more subject to routine and ritual would be a huge benefit to you. So So one of the things that I would recommend is that I would. Okay, so what city do you live in?
I live in Waterbury, Connecticut.
In Connecticut. Oh, all the way from Connecticut. Well, thank you for tuning into the program, and thank you for finding it. So here's the thing, is that I'm sure in Connecticut there are engineering association groups, like APWA is the American Public Works Association, and I'd like you to see if there was a local chapter. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is that they do charity and philanthropic events that I want you to start volunteering for, right? Mm-hmm. Because according to this, it says you are finally ready for that rest of your life relationship. And the answer I want you to give men when they ask you, well, Anne, why isn't such an amazing woman like you already married? I want you to say, because I'm looking for my companion of choice.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Now, I coined that phrase years ago, companion of choice. Now, the reason I say companion of choice is we get to a certain age and boyfriend just doesn't cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Significant other is too vague. But companion of choice really sums it up. And if he goes, well, what does companion of choice mean to you? Well, that means a guy that likes a lot of the same things I do and is willing to try new things with me so I don't have to do them by myself. I like a guy that if I get a buy one, get one free coupon to a nice restaurant, it's got no problem if we go try the new restaurant and use the coupon.
Mm-hmm.
I want a guy that is able to go with me to first release movies because I like the movies. I want a guy that'll go to street fairs with me. I want a guy that'll do 5K walks with me. In other words, you start throwing it out there, the things you like to do, that you're looking for someone to do them with you. And you can even say, I want a guy that'll binge watch all 7 seasons of Game of Thrones with me.
Right.
Okay, so you actually list, first of all, you list all the things you like. And then you pretty much say, I want a guy that likes those same things. But I don't want you to get a guy like you. I want you to get a guy that's a little bit more grounded than you are.
When I said like me, what I meant is more of an intellectual bent, more of a spiritual bent.
Okay,
so
it sounds to me,
yeah.
Right, but it sounds to me, Anne, that you just mm-hmm. need to be fishing from a bigger lake than the pond you've been fishing from.
Okay.
And so what it means is since you do understand things on a much higher intellectual, analytical level, then you need to start putting yourself in front of men that are like that.
Okay. Because
you ain't
going
to meet him.
I could care less about doing my nails.
Bless your heart. I'm just telling you, you gotta put yourself in the environment that makes it more likely for you to meet the guy
right.
that you want to be with. And do not focus on marriage. Don't put the M word out there.
No, because that's not on my resume right now. No.
Perfect.
That's not something I'm looking for, honey.
Okay, so all I'm trying to tell you is I'm re-emphasizing that you're looking for your companion of choice. And when you go into that vibe, companion of choice, everything shifts.
That sounds good.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. Thanks for finding the program.
Thank you so much.
All right, see you later. Bye. All right, guys. Now, remember, I do the program live every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. The call-in number of the program is 347-850-1494. So when you call in, you can call in up to 15 minutes before the broadcast each week. And then the calls line up. I typically take the calls in the order that they are waiting. So just letting you know that for down the road, if you don't know the number of the program, 347-850-1494, every Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific time. I'll be back live next Sunday. And again, welcome WWDB-TV to the Psychic View Circle, as well as Tribulation Saints podcast and PowerCast 979 for airing my program as well. Look forward to talking with you again next Sunday.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.